Every day, we women take great care when we get dressed. We make sure we have on nice, clean clothes, clothes that match, and the colors that we think look good on us. Like today, I put on dark pants and a pretty floral blouse and a pink cardigan.
And you sure do look pretty, Carol.
Aw,
but
Tammy.
You always look pretty.
Thanks. And so do you. But you know, today as I dressed myself and looked in the mirror, I thought, yeah, my clothes do look nice. But what if I had a mirror that showed the inside of me, my character? I wonder, would that look nice too?
Welcome to Women of Hope. You can probably almost see Carol today because you know what she's wearing. And she has pretty hair that's just turning gray. It's not straight, but wavy and comes down to her shoulders.
And Tammy's wearing dark pants too with a bright stripey kind of shirt. She has lovely short hair that's also turning gray, but her hair is straight and nicely cut to a short style. Now, can you see her too?
Now you must be thinking that this is a day for compliments. What's so special about today?
Well, Tammy and I were talking the other day about how every day is special in some way. There never was one like it in the past, and there never will be again in the future. So let's make the most of today. And today we're going to talk about what kind of women we are. And are we living each special day for the best?
That will be interesting. While you get comfortable, wherever you are, let's start today with some pretty music. Music always makes me feel comfortable, as long as it's music that I like. I hope you like it too.
I hope you enjoy that as much as I did. Okay, are you comfortable? Now, where were we? Yes, of course, we're going to talk about fashion.
Fashion?
That's right. Fashion. And a little later, Marlee is going to come and talk about fashion for our souls.
You are just full of surprises today, Carol. I look forward to hearing what our friend Marlee has to say later. Now, you said we were going to talk about what kind of woman we are. So, where will we start?
Well, Tammy, I've been thinking about this too. And I've decided that there are at least four different kinds of women. You can tell what they're like inside if you listen. You just have to listen to the words that come out of their mouths. So here's the first, the scheming woman. This woman is filled with bitter words and selfish actions. She loves to gossip about others and tell stories about them that are just not true. She envies those around her and criticizes them. She's determined to stir up trouble. One day she may act like your friend, and the next day she's your enemy. You discover that your friend has said some things that are not true about you. Be careful of this woman.
Well, she does not sound very nice to me. And I hope I'm not like her. And I don't think I want a friend like her either. And the next woman?
Well, she can be called the complaining woman. She complains about everything and everyone. Her conversations are filled with curses. She's bad-tempered and wants others to join her and ruin their lives too. Do you know someone like this?
I know. I can think of someone who complains all the time about everything. How about you? Does someone you know come into your mind? Do you like being with that person?
Well, next we have the self-controlled woman. This woman thinks before she speaks. She knows when to be silent. She gives wise advice. And she's considerate and not rude. People like to be with her, and she makes them feel very comfortable.
Oh, that's better. Yes, I can think of people like that, and I really like being with them.
So do I. And lastly, there's the caring woman. Quite opposite to the careless woman. This woman can be honest and speak truthfully, and yet be encouraging at the same time. She's kind to others, and sincere love flows from her conversations. People love to be around her. Do you know someone like this? And she's also a good friend to have.
I do know someone like that. This person I want to be most like. What about you? If you could look in the mirror and see not just what you look like, but what you're like on the inside, would you like what you see? What do other people see when they see you? And what do they hear when you speak? Isn't it good to be together today on Women of Hope? We're talking about how we present ourselves. And women often love to dress up in pretty clothes, don't we?
We do. But today we're talking about not just what we see in the mirror as we dress ourselves, but what we might look like if we could see the inside, our hearts, as well as the outside.
You're so right, Carol. When you say that what comes out of our mouths shows us what's in our hearts, and do you know that what we say is probably going to have the biggest influence on our families? Haven't you heard your own words come back to you as you've heard your children speak?
Oh, yes.
Especially when they're little.
And if you're not a parent yet, I'm sure you've heard little children speak just like their parents. You remember our friend Roz, who visits with us sometimes? She told me this cute story. She was digging in her garden with her youngest grandchild, Olivia, and she was helping. As they were digging and pulling weeds, they saw a big fat worm wiggle up out of the ground. "Ew," said Olivia, "that's disgusting." And she screwed up her little face. Worms are disgusting. Now, Roz looked at her daughter-in-law with a laugh, and she said, "That's your fault. Just because you don't like worms, you've taught her that they're disgusting." And they all laughed together. It took Roz a while to explain to little Olivia that worms are very special, that they have a special job to do to dig around in the ground. They make the soil just right for the plants to grow. Olivia's mother joined in and helped to explain that worms really are very important and special.
That is a cute story.
Roz said that the very next day when Olivia went to her exercise class, the theme for the day happened to be worms.
Oh.
And they had to wriggle through a tunnel like a worm and wiggle across the floor like a worm. At the end of the session, she had a little picture of a worm stamped on one hand and one foot, and she proudly showed those to Roz, her gran, as she told her the worm stories about how good they were. She even cried that night when the pictures were washed off in the bath.
Oh, no. So, your attitude to life and what you say is certainly passed on to your children. But more seriously, Mother, what do your children hear? Do they hear you scheming and speaking bitter words and criticizing others? Do they hear your complaining heart as you say unkind and untrue things about others? Do they hear you complaining about everything? Or do they hear the words of a self-controlled woman with considerate words and wise advice? And what about the woman who is caring in what she says? Do they hear her? Do they hear honest words of love and encouragement? Whatever they hear, you can be sure they will say similar words, if not the same words. Do they see your inner strength and hear words of dignity and truth? Do people want to spend time with you? Then they will want to spend time with your daughters, too. And as they grow into mature women, it will delight your heart as you see them care for their own families with encouraging and loving words.
So as you look into the mirror of your heart, what do you see? And what do others see?
Yes. Our sons need to hear kind words from their mothers also, so that they can look for these encouraging words in a future wife. And as our daughters see us showing this inner strength and dignity that we've been talking about, they are very likely to grow and mature into women with those very same qualities. And they will pass these on to their daughters too.
The way we speak to those around us will have an effect for a long time. Our position as a woman, as a mother, an aunt, a grandmother, it's one that will help to shape the lives of future generations. So, ladies, look in the mirror of your heart today and see, what kind of woman are you? Here on Women of Hope, as we promised, we have our friend Marli. Welcome, Marli.
Thank you, Carol. You know how much I love being here with you, don't you? And, wow, don't you look lovely in that pretty pink cardigan, Carol? It suits you very well.
Thank you, Marli. And you sure look beautiful today as well. Tell our friend what you're wearing today.
Oh, yeah, I'm wearing a floral skirt today and a green jacket. And of course, I have a matching scarf around my neck. I love wearing a scarf. Do you?
Friend, we wish we could see you. I'm sure you look beautiful today, too. Now, it's time to make yourself really comfortable as you listen to Marli.
Well, hello, my friend, and welcome to our fashion show. Fashion for our souls, that is. We've been talking about clothing ourselves with inner strength and dignity. You see, the color or the price we pay for our clothes, or even how we look or the shape of our bodies, is not really what makes us beautiful. But the way we speak, the way we act toward people, is where our true beauty comes alive, our inner beauty. Today we want to look closely at this garment called dignity. What is dignity? Dignity is the way we show our inner strength. The word dignity means being worthy of honor or respect. It means being self-controlled and respecting yourself too. Some time ago, I visited a friend at the hospital. Her husband was dying with a terminal illness. She had been taking care of him for over 2 years at home, and now they were in the hospital all the time. They could not leave the hospital. I had not seen her for a while, so I knew that she'd been at his bedside day and night for weeks, and I thought I would find her very weary and depressed. So I was not expecting to see what I saw. Yes, she had lost weight, a lot of weight. The dark circles around her eyes told me that this was a very difficult time for them. She was wearing a very smart dress, though, and her hair was done beautifully as usual. What I noticed most was her words. She's a shy and softly spoken woman, but I saw incredible strength at work in her life. You see, this was truly God's inner strength shown at a time of human weakness. As I was leaving, I said to her, "Thanks for showing me how you can be so strong and how you can still live with so much grace and dignity, my friend." She hugged me and said, "Marlee, I am just a little woman. Jesus is the one who makes me strong." Yes, there she was, in the darkest hour of her life, and she was not cursing, blaming God, or rebelling against Him. She had God's arms of love around her. And like a beautiful dress, she was simply wearing God's strength and dignity. Now, did you know that God's Word, the Bible, describes the clothing that a virtuous, a clean living woman wears? It says, "Strength and dignity is her clothing, and she smiles at the future." We have already talked about how we can be clothed with inner strength by God's grace. We can only do this as we trust in God and study His Word. We need to commit our lives to Him day by day and spend time with Him in prayer. You see, dignity begins in the heart of a woman when we give our hearts and lives over completely to God. We can show dignity. Our behavior changes when we live our lives based on the teachings of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and His Word, the Bible. Whatever we do then, no matter what hard times we are facing in life, we will show this kind of dignity in all we do and say. Another way we dress ourselves with dignity is when we are self-controlled, remember? And so we are not controlled by our emotions. We women are emotional people, aren't we? This is the way God made us, with emotions that influence our behavior. There's nothing wrong with that. But we have to keep our minds focused on what is good, what is right, and not let our emotions take us over. I think we all get upset with our children, with our husbands, with our mother-in-law at times. How do you react when you are upset? When you see that your friend has a better house, a better behaved children than you? Or when your husband is unfaithful to you? Of course you feel hurt and upset and you want to do things about it. Instead of figuring out how to overcome this problem in your life, maybe you do what most of us do. And what's that? Well, we start talking. We complain and we say things that we will regret later. In God's word in Proverbs, it says, "Reckless words pierce like a sword." Yes, words said in anger can hurt very badly. Oh, let's be careful. If we are upset with our child, we should never say to her, "I hate you, you are nothing," or "I wish you were never born." These are very hurtful words. Your child will never forget them. These are words that you can never take back also. A woman dressed with dignity does not curse, does not have a foul mouth, and does not talk behind someone's back either. Remember, we can control our tongue only if we are not controlled by our emotions. Another way we can be dressed with dignity is to be discreet, showing decency and modesty. Many women have lost their sense of decency and modesty. The film industry and the media have brought immoral and indecent things into our homes. On TV, we see a lot of wrong behavior, especially between men and women. If we accept these things into our homes, we are like the woman who is described in Proverbs. It says, "Like a gold ring in a pig's snout is a beautiful woman who shows no discretion." This is a very strong statement, isn't it? But it is true. In a pig's snout would not be a nice place to be. Would you like to be considered like a beautiful golden ring, but in a pig's snout? Of course not. Oh, we must teach our daughters and granddaughters how to live with good and decent morals, living a clean life. As Christian women, we are daughters of the King, and we shouldn't show this dignity in whatever we do in our lives. But remember, as we said before, we can only be dressed in this dignity and inner strength when we are trusting in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and following His word, the Bible. So let's be clothed with strength and dignity, so that we can fulfill our purpose on earth, to glorify our God and Father who loves us as His precious, precious daughters. Would you like to pray with me now, my friend? Dear Father God, we come to you to ask for these beautiful garments of the soul. Please give us a heart that wants to live to please you. Help us to control our tongues and not to be controlled by our emotions. And God, help us not to take on the indecency and impurity that the world presses upon us and our daughters. May we bring glory to you as we live in your strength with dignity in our lives. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today, Marlee. It's always good to have you back to share these truths about God and how He wants us to live.
That's all we have time for today. I hope that you've enjoyed it as much as we have. And have you decided what kind of woman you are? What kind would you like to be? If you would like to share something that's happening in your life, or you would like us to pray for you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us at this station or at Women of Hope.
The email address is twrwomenofhope@twr.org. That's TWR Women of Hope at twr.org. Or if you've missed a program or you want to hear it again, visit our website, twrwomenofhope.org, or visit our Facebook page.
Have a great week filled with God's blessings.